Rise and shine. Like, no, seriously, sun, come out, rain, go away. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He is the All-American, national champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, and she is the proud first lady of baseball today. Braves have won two or three. The leader of Allie's Army, Miss Amy. I mean, Allie, Mac. And we've got Dylan back in the studio with his vanilla top five list and terrible wave and a bundled up with rain gear on Gordon Robinson in the house. It is a little rainy and a little misty, but we are bearing the elements, as they say, to be out here live from Flowery Branch at Atlanta Falcons training camp.
Yeah, we are. So let me check, though. Are we at the Speedway Classic right now, or are we at Falcons training camp? Because weather-wise, it's the same.
It's been bad. It's been bad all across the country, I feel like, all weekend, man. Every sporting event I wanted to watch all weekend was definitely impacted by rain. It's unfortunate.
It was. They even had the seniors championship at our club this weekend, and they only played one day because of how – I mean, I think it was a little bit soft not to play yesterday. I mean, personally, you bear the elements and you go win that championship. That's what they would do at the British Open or the U.S. Open or whatever, as long as there's no lightning. But they didn't for some reason.
Well, and the proof of that you would have played is that you had a golf pencil come out of your raincoat a few minutes ago. So, obviously, you would have played and have played in the rain before, Bo.
Yeah, this is my – I have multiple golf rain jackets. I decided to be a dum-dum and bring the short-sleeve one today because that's what you do in August.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a normal August day, Allie, with the 65-degree temps that we're in, which is it's fabulous. I mean, because I'm a long sleeve at training camp kind of guy anyway, so I already have long sleeves on, but the cloth might get a little wet.
Bo, you talking about the golf pencil coming out of your hood reminds me of when you had a golf pencil stabbing you in the neck because you didn't realize it was in your hat. You remember that?
Yeah, the golf tee. I put golf tees in my underneath my over my ear, like in my hat, and one day it kept falling out, so I go, I'm going to put it in the back here where the hat, you know, the it fastens, and it got low, and I was driving, and I did something like that. I was like, damn, that hurts. And, like, I literally thought that I had injured my back with sharp sensations.
Goodness.
It was just the golf tee pressure, hitting a pressure point.
Absolutely ridiculous. Well, today it is a little bit rainy, but we are out at Flowery Branch for Falcons at training camp. It's 6:20 today. We do have some audio from Zach Robinson to play for you. 7:20, we will go in the huddle. We'll get you caught up on the Micah Parsons drama. 8 a.m., we've got the wake-up call. That's your chance to be part of the show with us. But right now, let's go ahead and talk about the Falcons. Over the weekend, they signed cornerback Graylin Arnold. They released offensive lineman Killian Zaire. And with the Falcons having their first preseason game on Friday, what kinds of things are you expecting to see at training camp today?
The same things that we've seen since they put pads on. To be blunt but not, you know, sarcastic or jerk about it. There's not a lot that to me they're gonna change. They're gonna what they're doing from my and Mike might have a different opinion as he actually was in a team in a spot like this, but to me they're trying to work on things that they haven't that like installing things for the season or, you know, kind of dotting I's and crossing T's on things that they don't feel like they're doing good enough to move to the next thing that they're working on. I don't think preseason games really dictate what they're doing in practice because they're not installing a game plan. There's no game plan for this. Yes, they might have a way that they want to – certain plays they want to call to showcase players that they want to look at and et cetera. But there's no game – they're not game planning for Detroit. They're not worrying about who's going to start at quarterback for Detroit. They're just trying to get what they want accomplished, what they laid out before camp started as a coaching staff and team. They're trying to continue on that. That task.
Yeah, you know what's funny is we're going to talk about Zach Robinson, some of his comments from over the weekend coming up in just a little bit. But one of the bigger takeaways I actually had from his was not about football. He was like, "Yeah, you know, we have over a month until you know opening weekend," and I was like, "What? Still over a month until opening? You know, until the kickoff?" It's crazy to think about. And, you know, as a player, when you walk out here and it is game week or 2 days before a game or whatever else, you do hope that there's something a little bit different. You're like, man, we've been at this 2 weeks, hard, you know, heavy hitting pads, this, that, and the other, hot weather. You hope that some of the reps come off, and they never do. They never do in week one of the preseason. You're like, oh, man, yeah, great. Hey, we got a preseason game in 2 days. Maybe this one will be a bit lighter. It's not. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody out there. That now, from a fandom perspective, you're kind of glad. You look at it and you're like, okay, who cares? It doesn't matter if you win or lose on Friday night. And so you kind of just put it in the back of your mind and think of it that way. So, yeah, I mean, they'll be getting after it pretty good. Now, I think when you get into – it a little bit, and I'm talking about maybe this week, but definitely over the next couple of weeks, what you will start doing is learning some of the just scheduling stuff, you know, things like that. You'll start learning, hey, this is when we do our walkthrough, or this is when we would go to the plane, or whatever else it may be from that aspect. But as far as planning for a game and planning to play the Detroit Lions on Friday night, nothing's going to change really for this team throughout the week, and you don't want it to. They've still got a long way to go, got a lot of reps to get and a lot of work as far as, you know, kind of preparing to play football.
Yeah, and in the third preseason game, they've already made some cuts, I believe, this time around. They've changed everything. I used to know everything. I used to have every date. Like, I knew exactly after this week there'd be a cut down, the next week there'd be a cut down. Now they kind of floated a little bit more than they ever have. But that week up to the Cowboys is the perfect simulation for this, you know, for those guys, to Mike's point, is that, hey, Thursday will be Thursday before the game in Dallas. You'll do a walkthrough that morning. We'll fly out that afternoon, that night. That's what they're going to do, most likely. Same like this week. Thursday, they'll, you know, there's a reason we're not here Thursday. Right. It's going to be a walkthrough. It's going to be kind of – they're not going to run these guys out there in pads before they play a preseason game. It's going to be a walkthrough. It's going to be a game week simulated type week, but – there's no real install of a game plan or anything.
Don't forget, too, you still have between the third preseason game and week one of the NFL season, you still have, what, 15, 16 days for the Falcons?
Mm-hmm.
It's a long time,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a long time. So we're still a good ways off from really needing to get into the nitty-gritty there.
So what are you going to kind of look for today with practices we see through the raindrops today?
Yeah, it was weird when Raheem got here earlier out in the parking lot. We're like, I said, hey, man, y'all practicing in the mist today or what? And he kind of was like, hope so, after the weather last week.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit of relief. So I think that a misty situation like this can actually be beneficial to a team. You know, I can't tell you how many times – when you do have to look forward to a weather weekend, if there is one coming up on your weather schedule, that you'll have like dunk buckets for the footballs and throwing in kind of the mist, because this is something they would play in. And, you know, if it does begin to thunder or kind of gets out of hand, then, you know, becomes a thing where you can't get much work done. But for a coach looking to kind of practice in rainy conditions, this is something I think you would be willing to do. So I'll be curious to see kind of what they have out as far as practice goes today. But, you know, I would think that they'd be practicing outside right now and getting that work in the wet conditions.
Oh, absolutely will. I've stood here out here, and I think it was 15 or 16, Mike. So I'm pretty sure you were already – well, I know you were already gone. But I stood out there and just – I mean, rain, this would have been heaven. It was raining so hard during a training camp, and they practiced the entire time. That was different staff. However, some of the guys that are on this staff now were on that staff. Ra, Ulbrich, Scar, name a few guys that I know that were on that staff.
Did they go to a different field? Did they go to the field three down towards the indoor?
I'm curious
because usually the turf specialist out here does not like you practicing in the rain.
So they were lined differently.
Yeah,
they weren't lined. Right. They're horizontal now, right?
Correct.
Now they were vertical.
Yeah,
and so they were on practice. They were in between. They were on two.
Right.
And the way it was done then, but this is great. This team practices in rain, anyways. Football's a sport playing the elements. Now, if there is lightning, the indoor is going to be opened up, and they're all going to go down to the indoor. Because it's a closed-off facility, you know, and they'll practice in there. But they don't want to practice in there. They can they can do more and have more going on when they're out here on three fields, and they are really just two. And that's what they want to do.
So if you are coming out here today, make sure you bring a raincoat. Don't be like me. All I brought was a little zip-up hoodie today, and I'm going to suffer for that.
Yeah, same.
Later on.
I think we're all in the same boat with that one. mad at myself.
Yeah, so make sure you dress appropriately for the weather, because more than likely we're going to be practicing outside today. Now, pivoting real quick to the Speedway Classic up in Tennessee, it was not the weather we wanted. Game got delayed quite a bit, but the Braves did pull it off. They won 4-2, took 2 of 3 for the series. It was the Eli White game.
Debacle on Saturday night.
Yeah.
No hot dog buns, no cheese for the nacho chips. Parking seemed to be an issue.
I love that's what we started with.
And then rain. Well, look, that's what this was an event. Let's be real. This was nothing but a fan event. This was about promoting a NASCAR track, stadium, atmosphere with baseball in it. And they failed on Saturday. Sunday seemed to be a pretty decent product. I watched the game. Pretty sure Eli White had like four RBIs, or maybe 3 RBIs, and a 4-2 win. Hurston Waldrop, that's the Hurston Waldrop that I saw at Florida. That's the one that the fans wanted. He was the guy that's had control issues, but he looked pretty freaking good. They did send him back down, but I'm not sure how he's not starting.
Well, they have a doubleheader coming up, his next start, so you can bring him up to be the, 26th, 27th player on the roster for that. So I think that's kind of a sneak peek into what AA is thinking as far as that. You can bring him up without actually using an actual spot for him on the way back up. But I it was fine. Like, you know, watching it was kind of cool. I hate that some of the writers out there and some of the things that were written about it is like a historic home run for Eli White.
Yeah.
Because it was at a racetrack. I'm like, you can't manufacture historic. Okay, just because you decided to put it at a racetrack doesn't mean we get to slap historic across the front of it. It was a home run at a fan event.
It was that first one, because he had two. That first one cleared the track.
Yeah, it was a tater.
That was a bomb.
It was a tater.
I mean, that was absolutely hammered.
And they did have a home run car that ran the track when it happened.
Yeah, they sent the pace car there. Well, one fan lost his hat reaching for the ball, and then the ball too. So he was a complete failure on that. I think it was a kid though, so I don't want to crush him too much. I think it was cool.
Hell, 91,000? 91,000? Something like that?
We had local TV celebrities front row yesterday.
Oh, I saw that.
Friends of the show, Kelly Price and Allison Mastrangelo, were back there behind home plate. I texted, was like, hey, nice seats. They're sitting back there, look up in the ninth inning. They're just sitting there. They're like, perks of having to stay.
Love it.
Well, the Braves will take on the Brewers this week in their next series. But coming up, what does Zach Robinson have to say about Michael Penix's performance over the weekend at training camp? That is next with the Morning Shift. We are live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.